This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
A report out this morning says U.S. police departments face a threefold crisis: an erosion of community trust, a violent crime surge, and dwindling police staffing. The report comes from a Chicago-based consulting firm focused on 21st century policing solutions. It urges linking cops more closely to communities. Former interim Chicago Police Superintendent Charlie Beck says it deserves attention during Chicago's mayoral race and the search for a superintendent to succeed David Brown. He tells WBEZ Chip Mitchell, Chicago should shift from old policing tools like citywide units that rove between crime hotspots.
The districts that have the patrol responsibility in neighborhoods should be seen as the primary strategy because they are there. It's one thing to parachute in to a neighborhood and reduce crime by force of will. It's another thing to work with the community to reduce crime as a partnership. You know, it's very important for people to believe that their cops are going to be there tomorrow. And by their being there tomorrow, there's a sense of accountability and ownership both ways that I think is key to good policing.
What does that mean for specialized units? Does that mean shifting from teams focused on gangs, drugs, or guns?
It does mean shifting resources to the control of the district commander. In other words, rather than having a centralized gang function or a centralized narcotics function, they should all have that resource. It's all about accountability. It's all about being responsible for territory is more important than being responsible for function. You have to hold particularly district commanders accountable. But if you're going to hold people accountable, you have to give them the resources to succeed.
Well, I want to talk specifically about guns. The main method of seizing illegal firearms in recent years in Chicago has been traffic stops, pulling over cars for minor violations, and then some of those vehicles end up getting searched, and a lot of guns are brought in that way. 12,000 guns last year, a lot of them through traffic stops. What do you think of that strategy?
Well, you should not count success by how many guns are taken off the street. You should count success by how many shootings occur in a neighborhood. If your strategy is strictly how many cars can I stop and search, just increase your odds. And you may get more guns that way, but you may alienate the community to the point that they don't talk to you, to the point that you don't solve the crimes that do occur with guns, and that you don't get people off the street for committing those crimes. And in doing that, you've not achieved your goal, because your real goal is to reduce shootings, not to get guns.
Hmm. We have a mayoral race here in Chicago. Crime is a hot issue. Politicians tend to want to look tough on crime. As a police leader, what do you make of that campaign rhetoric?
Well, I think it's natural that crime is a topic of conversation in Chicago. Crime is too high in Chicago. The number of murders are far too high. But I also think it shouldn't just be the rhetoric of taking handcuffs off the police. It should be the discussion of how to make police more effective. The solution is about these relationships with police and the community they serve. And, you know, shootings can be reduced in some ways, but the only permanent way I know is to, first of all, increase the belief of capture after a shooting occurs. And second, especially with gang shootings, be able to clear the crime through community.
Clear the crime. You're talking about solving the crime based on information from the community.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. The most effective gang homicide detectives I ever saw knew everybody in the neighborhood. And they would get calls on cases that weren't even their own because, A, the community knew that they weren't going to be outed by them. Two, that the community had past contacts with them and knew that the detective's real interest was solving the case and solving it in the right way. And that made all the difference. And so to end my story, I don't want people thinking that the solution for crime is to have more aggressive, you know, more arrests, but not understanding how you affect the outcomes.
That's former Los Angeles police chief and former Chicago interim police superintendent Charlie Beck. This is WBEZ.